All right, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 391 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, you're a good God, you're a faithful God, and you're a kind God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. Thank you because you are at work in this earth, in our nation, in our lives. Father, we thank you for your many blessings towards us. Thank you for dying for us on the cross to save us from sin. We come before you this morning to ask for your mercy and forgiveness in any way we have erred. We pray for your cleansing and your purification. As we study at your feet this morning, please come and teach us by your gentle spirit. Give us the grace to understand your word, to meditate on your word, and to practice your word. This we ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So today, God willing, by the we're going to be continuing our series on John chapter 6, verses 1 to 15. John 6, 1 to 15. Again, if you missed the other three parts that we've done so far, I'll encourage you to go back and listen to it. There's a lot of very useful lessons for our lives in those podcasts. So the last time we met, we talked about how, you know, instead of having a problem-focused mindset, you should have a solution-focused mindset. And we talked about, you know, submitting the resources you have to God. That there is almost always something that you have in your hands, right? Submit it to God. Again, if you missed, go back and listen. All right, so let's pick up from where we left off. I'm going to pick up from verse 10, actually. So he says, tell everyone to sit down, right? Okay, let me read from verse 9. Or verse 8, it says, you know, then Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. We've talked about this already. There's a young boy here with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good is that with this huge crowd? Verse 10, tell everyone to sit down, Jesus said. So they all sat down on the grassy slopes. The men alone numbered about 5,000. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks to God, and distributed them to the people. Afterward, he did the same with the fish. And they all ate as much as they wanted. All right. So let's expand a little bit further on this whole concept of submitting to God. Right. On this whole concept of submitting to God. Right. That, hey, whatever resources you have in your hands, submit it to God. Right. What exactly does it mean to submit to God? Right. Well, we've kind of talked about an antecedent of it last time. We talked about just, again, using what you have for the glory of God, right? Like using your time for God's glory, using your resources for God's glory. But I feel like hidden in these verses are some other things that are really important, right? So another component of submitting to God is obeying his instructions. Again, which I kind of alluded to last time. Obeying his instructions. A person that submits, right? If you have a child that is submitting to their parents, whatever instructions their parents give them, they submit. We see a biblical example of submission in Abraham. When the Lord told him to, you know, go and sacrifice his son, he obeyed, right? He obeyed. God was just trying to test him, right? So a person that submits to God, besides surrendering their resources to God, they are very obedient to God. When God gives them an instruction, they do that thing, right? So tell everyone to sit down, right? Jesus said, that was an instruction. So they all sat down on the grassy slopes. The men alone numbered about 5,000. The thing is, I love the Bible. The Bible is a wonderful book. You see, the Bible here says that the men alone numbered about 5,000. Why do we have to receive that number from Scripture? Well, it shows you the enormity of what is at stake. There were women there. There were children there. The men alone were 5,000. Telling us that, hey, this is not a small problem. But again, there is nothing that is beyond God's capability to solve. There is nothing, there is no situation, there is no circumstance that is beyond God's capabilities. The Bible says, I believe in the Old Testament, behold, I am the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? There is nothing that is hard for the Lord that we serve, right? So one component of submitting to God is trusting him regardless of the bigness of the problem. Trusting him regardless of the bigness of the problem. It may be a 5,000 man problem, right? Not counting the women and children problem, but trust in the Lord, right? Trust in the Lord. There is no situation that is beyond the salvation of the Lord Almighty, right? So trust in God. So I'm trying to use this to encourage a person. You know, you may be in a situation where you're like, man, this situation is impossible. I do not know what to do. Trust in God. God is a bigger circle than the circle of your problems. Trust in God. Trust in God, right? The Bible was showing us here that, hey, well, the men alone, 5,000, how are they going to get fed, right? Showing us the enormity of the problem. But again, Jesus is bigger than any problem, right? So that's something that's very important, because you see some people, when they're in a big problem, they don't submit to God in that circumstance, right? You know, they don't submit to God because they're like, let me try to solve this on my own. No, you know, you can't. Trust in God, right? And then the Bible says, then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks to God. That's another very important principle. A person that submits to God is thankful. A person that submits to God is thankful, right? The Bible says he gave thanks to God, right? Because think about it. When is it easy to be thankful? It's easy to be thankful when you've been blessed, when everything seems to be going well. But when conditions seem tough, when conditions seem out of place, it's really hard to thank God, right? You only have 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, and you have this crowd of 5,000 men, not counting women and children, to feed, and you have almost nothing, right? That's a tough time to thank God. But a person that submits to God, trusts in his providence, and is thankful, even if the surrounding situations may not seem to confirm or may not seem to provide an impetus for thankfulness, right? At that point, that thankfulness is almost like a sacrifice, because it's maybe not something you are necessarily willing to do, but you're just doing it because you just trust in God, right? You just trust in God, right? So submitting to God doesn't mean you won't have tough circumstances, but being thankful to him, trusting in him, obeying him, even when the circumstances and challenges are difficult, that is part of being thankful. That's part of submitting to God, right? So give thanks to God and distributed them to the people. Afterward, he did the same with the fish, and they all ate as much as they wanted. Guys, let me tell you this. Trust in God. Trust in God. He will take care of you. He'll take care of you. Just seek to follow him and follow his way, and he will take care of you. The Bible says in the book of, I think, Matthew 6, verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. Right? Many of us, and trust me, guys, I'm saying this now as the person teaching this podcast. I fall for this too. Right? Worried about, hey, how will I eat? How will I feed? How will I do this? How will I do that? How will I pass this exam? How will I progress through residency? How will I do this? How will I do that? But trust in God. Trust in God, right? Part of submitting to God, part of trusting in God, is just following him, right? The affairs of your life, he'll take care of you. These people, they were hungry, but guess what? They all ate as much as they wanted. Do you think that God does not know the needs of your life? Do you think God does not know what you need? Right? Do you think he's not aware? Right? If he can clothe the flowers and the lilies of the field, right, that are here today and gone tomorrow, how much more you? Do you think he will not take care of you? Guys, trust in God. Submit to him. Right? Submit to him. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these other things you need, they'll be added to your life, right? And then if we go to the next verse, right, he says, after everyone was full, Jesus told his disciples, now gather the leftovers so that nothing is wasted. So they picked up the pieces and filled 12 baskets with scraps left by the people who had eaten from the 5 barley loaves, right? Guys, look at the extent of God's provision. They started off with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. Now, what is left behind is much more than what they even started with. That is the blessing of God. That is the blessing of God. So again, guys, is there any situation you should not entrust to God? Just trust him. He owns everything, right? He's got the whole world in his hands. Trust in him. Trust in him. Trust in him. Trust in him. Again, don't discount how much God can grow you. Don't discount how much a submitted life or submitted resources to God can grow. trust in God. Look at Apostle Paul. He submitted because, you know, I know some of you listening to this podcast may think that, oh, divine submitting to God is giving him my, submitting my resources. And yes, that's fine. You know, being a giver, giving, and yes, that's great. But do you know what you should submit to God the most? It's your life. It's your life. Look at Apostle Paul. This was a person that was persecuting Christians, but he submitted his life to God. And look at how far the Lord took him. He wrote almost 2/3 of the New Testament, right? Look at how many countries, how many provinces he went all over the world preaching the gospel of salvation, right? Again, guys, whatever you submit to God's hands, you don't know how far. The Lord's hands are the best places to ever submit anything to. Because God is rich in mercy and God knows how to grow things. Again, he's the one that knows how to increase things for his glory, right? 5 barley loaves and 2 fish were submitted. Look at what came of it. Paul, his life was submitted. That's why he said in the book of Romans, present your bodies to God, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. Submit that body to God. Submit your life to God. Trust me, like you may think that, oh, I want to impact the world for, I want to do this, I want to do that. No, submit your life to God. God knows the plan of your life. He knows the day where you drew your first breath. He knows the day where you will draw your last breath, right? Submit your life to God, and then God will take it and use it for something special. He'll use it for something special, right? And one thing I just want to discuss here as almost like a side point is don't be wasteful. Don't be wasteful. Because the thing is, sometimes when people get blessed, they move from being prudent and being good stewards, right? And then they start being wasteful. They're like, oh, I have so much. No, part of submitting to God is realizing that what he has given to you is not yours, but that you should be a good steward of it. I'm going to say that again. Part of submitting to God is realizing that what he has given to you is not yours, that you need to be a good steward of it. You know, it's like, 12 baskets full. Jesus can just do another miracle. No. The fact that Jesus Christ has blessed you, the fact that God has blessed you, it does not excuse poor stewardship. It does not excuse poor stewardship. Let me say that again. It does not excuse poor stewardship. You need to be a good steward, right? You can say, oh, Jesus will just do another miracle. Right? See, guys, part of the life of a believer is not always miracles, signs, and wonders. Trials are also a part of that period, right? And the thing is, when you go through trials, God will still provide for you. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider, is still at work, right? But sometimes God wants you to grow in the area of stewardship, right? God wants you to grow in the area of stewardship. Look at, for example, the Israelites. You know, when they lived in Egypt during the time of Joseph, they saved. Famine came. That famine was part of God's will, right? Because again, prosperity gospel just believes that every time I have a problem, Jesus will just do a miracle. You know, things will always be well. There will always be health, wealth, and prosperity. No, there will not always be health, wealth, and prosperity. But the fact that trials are going on, the fact that famine is going on, does not mean that the Lord will not provide for you, right? But you need to be a good steward. You need to be a good steward. You know, it's just wisdom, right? The Bible talks about, I believe, the ant, right? In the book of Proverbs. You know, when the going is good, they save for the winter. When the going is not so good, right? So you need to learn to be financially prudent. You need to learn to be resource prudent. Resource stewardship is a very important principle, right? It's a very important principle. Save resources, and then God will make sure that those resources, you know, those resources will help you ride out through tough times. All right. And then verse 14 says, when the people saw him do this miraculous sign, they exclaimed, surely he is the prophet we have been expecting. When Jesus saw that they were ready to force him to be their king, he slipped away into the hills by himself, right? So what are we learning from this, right? So these people, of course, they've seen a miracle. They are suddenly Christ followers. I know I've made I actually talked about this, actually, I think earlier in this series. And I know I've said this in many different podcasts. Why are you following Jesus? Is it because of miracles? Is it because of signs? Is it because of wonders you've seen? Why are you following Jesus? Is it because of what you want him to do for you? Or do you want to build a relationship with him? Do you love him? Why are you following Jesus? These people, suddenly they wanted Jesus to become their king. When trials come, do you still want Jesus to be king and Lord of your life? Or do you only want Jesus to be King and Lord of your life when the going is good? When you're being blessed? When you have money in your bank account? When you hit that US Emily score that you want? Will you still want God to be King of your life when you have a bad U-World question batch where you perform poorly? Or where you don't do as well as you wanted on an exam? Or where you have no money, you don't even know where the next meal will come from? Will Jesus still be the Lord of your heart then? I'll just leave that as a food for thought as we wrap up this podcast. Now, for those that are listening to this podcast that have not surrendered their lives to the Lord, I will really encourage you to do so. It is the best decision of your life that you can take. I promise you, it is literally the best decision of your life that you can take. But again, I'm not here to be a commitment extractor, because there is a cost to following Jesus. And the Lord will not leave you without help. He will help you by His Holy Spirit. He will help you by His grace. But I want you to understand that cost. So I'll encourage you, listen to episodes 254 and 287 on the website. Those are salvation podcasts, 254, 287. It will tell you about the cost of following Jesus. If you do decide for Jesus, I'll encourage you at the end of episode 254, say a prayer with me and surrender your life to the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word we have heard this morning. Thank you for taking us through the book of John chapter 6 verses 1 to 15. Give us the grace to not just be hearers only of your word, but to be doers. Please, Lord, give us the grace to sanctify you in our hearts and to meditate on these words. Please expand on these words and show us how to apply these words to our daily lives. We praise you and we worship you. We commit this week into your hands. Have your way, Lord, in our lives. And let your peace that surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and minds. It's in your mighty name we pray. Amen. So thank you for listening to me today. I will see you, God willing, in episode 392. But have a wonderful day. God bless you, and bye for now. Shalom.